Saving money now during Menards Bag Sale. All prices after 15% bag sale discount. Pick up a six-pack of LED light bulbs for just $2.97. Get a wood or fiberglass claw hammer for only $2.29 each. 52-ounce bottles of Ajax dish soap, just $2.97. And 12 packs of Shasta soda in assorted flavors are only $4.19. Don't miss out on Menards Bag Sale happening now. Good through January 12th. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Accra, a thriving West African city, embodies the pulse of Ghanaian hospitality and culture, creating unforgettable experiences that captivate the hearts of many. Hosting over 100 international conferences and events annually, the city attracts millions of business travelers and tourists, generating significant demand for hotel rooms. This surge in demand presents a unique opportunity for investors to tap into the hospitality market, and DevTraco Plus is at the forefront of this opportunity. Introducing Hotel at the Address, the third and final tower of the Address, offering a range of luxurious units with impeccable finishing and top-of-the-line amenities. Managed by international hotel operators, this investment promises exceptional guest experiences, high occupancy rates, outstanding returns for investors, and long-term value appreciation. Own a hotel room at the Address, diversify your investment, and benefit from a shared income system whilst increasing potential returns.
This app clamped down on registered and unregulated business affecting exchange rate market. Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research tells Bank of Ghana in its 2024 media budget review. Also in this bulletin, more than 40 professional bodies, including Chartered Institute of Bankers and Ghana Bar Association, risk being removed from Registrar of Companies books over failure to file annual returns. Plus, Chamber of Independent Power Generators urges Finance Minister to, as a matter of priority, expedite the disbursement of funds from the International Monetary Fund to its members. We have details of these and more for you. Please stay. As always, the Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka, and look now at our stories. The Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research is asking the Bank of Ghana to assess the informal forex market and close all unregistered and unregulated business activities affecting Ghana's exchange rate regime. ISSA said the central bank must deepen its efforts to reduce the dominance of illegal forex operators on the market who drive exchange rate instability.
In the Institute 2024 Media Budget Review titled A Critical Assessment of the Budget, ISSE urged the Bank of Ghana to collaborate with security agencies to go after unregistered businesses within the financial sector. In addition, ISSE asked the Bank of Ghana to assess the size of the informal forex market and institute efforts to reduce its dominance and activities that drive exchange rate instability. It urged the Bank of Ghana, in collaboration with law enforcement agencies, to clamp down on unregistered and unregulated businesses. ISSE in the report further encouraged the Bank of Ghana and fiscal authorities to ensure that the Development Bank of Ghana provides a cheaper source of funding to the agricultural sector to boost the local economy.
James Ishen filed that report. Now, the director of the Institute of Economic Affairs, Dr. John Kwache, is asking government to consistently fund the Minerals Income Investment Fund to halt the over-reliance on foreign companies exploring Ghana's resources. He said government should be circumspect in some of the deals signed with the foreign extractive companies. He spoke at an event organized by the Economic Governance Forum.
Given that we cannot raise enough revenue from our low GDP to fund our development, We should pay more attention to maximizing our receipts from our natural resources, because they represent our low, you know, hanging fruit. We should continuously and fully fund our mineral income investment fund to serve as a pool of resources for funding exploitation of our extractives, so that we don't always rely on foreign companies.
Away from the extractive industry, head of mission at the Africa Peer Review Mechanism, Dr. McBride in Kamlamba, has urged government to adopt recommendations from the Africa Peer Review Mechanism's report's technical support mission on international credit ratings. Speaking at the launch of the report in Accra, Dr. Nkalamba highlighted the importance of the recommendations in addressing the speculative actions of credit ratings agencies that have negatively impacted investor confidence.
Despite Ghana's fiscal challenges, credit rating agencies have amplified these issues. According to the government, in early 2022, their negative speculative actions and media statement contradicted Ghana's actual macroeconomic performance and policy direction, hurting investor confidence. Head of Missions, Dr. McBride Kalamba, urged governments to implement the mission's recommendations.
Policy communication within the country and timely dissemination of economic data, which is key for these opinions that are issued by these rating agencies.
Lead expert on international credit ratings, Dr. Meshek Mutis, stressed the importance of better domestic preparations for rating review meetings.
We know that Ghana formally appealed against the rating in 2022, but that rating is an event because there is no leverage or any platform that appeal is based on.
One of the key findings from the report was that the government has yet to develop a strategy for the Ministry of Finance and the Central Bank to engage with rating agencies on the risks identified in the past reviews. Winston Taki for Joy Business.
Now, the Chamber of Independent Power Generators is urging the Minister of Finance, Dr. Mohammed Amin Adam, to, as a matter of priority, expedite the disbursement of funds from the International Monetary Fund to the independent power producers. In a statement signed by its chief executive, Elikulima Petogba, said, despite the announcement of the IMF cash released over a month ago, there has not been any commitment or action taken towards disbursing these funds to the IPPs. Here's a report.
According to the chamber, the delay has significantly hindered the conclusion of the already prolonged renegotiations with the IPPs regarding the settlement of legacy arrears. The IPPs claim the government owes its members about $2 billion. As such, it is imperative to resolve these financial obligations promptly to ensure a stable and reliable power supply. It added that the continuity and stability of power supply depend on this crucial step. It concluded that the timely disbursement of funds is crucial to maintaining the trust and cooperation of the IPPs. Therefore, it wants the Minister of Finance to take immediate action to honor the debt and facilitate the conclusion of negotiations with the IPPs.
More within the sector, and the Chamber of Bulk Oil Distributors believe that lack of local investments in infrastructure for logistics and supply of petroleum products is making Ghanaians lose out on the benefit of a decrease in prices at the international market. The Chamber is therefore seeking collaboration to support investors in the supply chain to support economic growth. Speaking to Joy Business, Chief Executive for the Chamber, Dr. Patrick Kwekuofuori, says this is critical in order to increase local participation in the sector.
There is opportunity of collaborating and getting that, but you know, irrespective of how the proximity is to us, it's still quoted in dollars, and this is where our ability to develop the logistics sector become critical. And this is where other Ghanaians can also collaborate to invest more into the vessels and the other logistics companies. Because currently we don't have Ghanaians who own those vessels to plow within the sub-region. So fleet charges are somehow expensive between even the West Coast than maybe from Rotterdam to Accra. So
you're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Now, the chief executive officer of the United Arab Emirates Trade Center has criticized Ghana's banking system for exaggerating risks to extract higher profits from investors. According to the center, despite securing $34 million in government funding at 2% to 3% interest, local banks demanded up to 6%, with SME lending rates soaring to 30%. This, he believes, stifles SME growth and economic development. He was speaking at the Arab Bank for Economic Development in Africa's 50th anniversary celebration here in Accra.
I remember we got $37 million from the government to finance SME in a certain part of Africa. We got it at 2%, 3%. For us, we cannot give the money directly to the government. So we need to use a bank to guarantee as well as also to give the money to the SMEs. We were shocked that the African bank want to take 6%. And then, you know what is more shocking? The rate of lending in Ghana is 30% for SME. So who is the problem? The problem is not the guy who's bringing the money. The problem that they want to generate 18% profit under the risk assessment.
On to one of our headline stories, more than 40 professional bodies in the country risk being removed from the books of the Registrar of Companies. This was after they failed to meet the June 30th deadline for filing of year annual returns and updates of certificates of membership. George Yaffe tells us more.
Now, some of the notable bodies that are not in good standing ending July are the Chartered Institute of Bankers, the Ghana Bar Association, and the Chartered Institute of Certified Tax Accountants and Auditors. The rest are the Ghana Registered Nurses and Midwives Association. The Register of Companies and Official Updates noted that it was forced duties after these bodies failed to regularize their status per the agreed deadline. The Register notice in May 2024 directed all the professional bodies to file their annual returns and update their certificate of membership by June 30, 2024. However, validation of the register at the end of the deadline showed that most of these professional bodies are still not in good standing, putting the bodies at risk of being struck off their books. When these firms are removed from the official records, they cannot do any business in the country under the said registered names.
George Yaffe filed that report. Time now for Pension Tip on Money Lab, and we will share with you what an annuity plan is and why you should talk to your pension fund manager about it.
Welcome to Money Lab. I am Esther Frimpoma Mafo, the head of finance for Enterprise Trustees. In our last episode, we had a discussion on DDEP. Today, we'll talk about an investment option for your pension funds after retirement, an annuity plan. An annuity plan is a financial product that involves converting lump sum of money, often from pension funds, into a series of regular payments over a specified period, typically for the rest of the retiree's life. The primary benefit of an annuity plan is the assurance of a steady and predictable income stream throughout your retirement years. An annuity plan helps mitigate the risks of outliving your savings, providing a sense of financial security in your post-employment phase. Till we come your way again, remember to plan well and retire well.
That's how we wrap up the Joy Business Report here on Joy 99.7 FM. It was brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Now, this is the year to stop singing and talking about shopping and enjoying life. Just do it. EcoBank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the EcoBank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be awarded bi-weekly, and you'll be one of them winning up to 10,000 cedis. There will also be 3 monthly draws, and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 cedis into your EcoBank account at your nearest branch, EcoBank Express Point, or via EcoBank Mobile to stand the chance of winning. Other prizes include 4 vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. It's your time to shop life. Remember, every 500 cedis deposits earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kuju Baka. Thanks so much for your time. Ignition is next. Enjoy.
15% off everything you can fit inside the bag is back at Menards. Make painting easier by using a one-coat product. Grand Distinction is an interior painting primer in one that will give your home a fresh, updated look. Right now, get 15% off Pittsburgh products and all the painting supplies you can fit inside the bag through January 12th. See store for complete details. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.